Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Rhonda Larson.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Rhonda, it's good to have you here. This is, our first conversation on KJAN since you became the executive director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I started May 19th, so.
Hey, almost a month.
Almost. It's my fifth week.
Yes.
So.
Wow. Well, I'm sure there's so much to learn, Rhonda. There's so many activities and so many people, even though you've been in the area.
Right. I have. But, you know, that's one thing I love to meet people. And it's been a lot of fun. We had a Nine and Wine last Friday night and met more new people. And so it is. That's, I guess, probably the biggest bonus and the best part of my job. So.
Great. Well, you have to work with a lot of different people, so it's a good thing you enjoy people.
Yeah, I do.
Sometimes we give you challenges and questions that we were sort of discussing about. You know, you just never know what's going to be on the other end of the phone when it rings.
No, you don't. It's kind of cute, actually, some of the questions the chamber gets. And, you know, we enjoy it. It's great.
Absolutely.
You know, and like I said, we get a lot of people through the front door, too, just looking for information about Atlantic. And, you know, that's what the chamber, that's what we're there for.
Yes. And it is, I'm sure, interesting to see where people come from, you know, who they're visiting and what they want to know about Atlantic and the area and what else they can do. And
well, you know, we get a lot of people that come in that have been from the area, you know, maybe it's been 20, 30 years ago, and they're just kind of back and checking things out, asking us if we know this person or that person. And, you know, we like to share with them the progress that Atlantic has made and, you know, some of our history there in the depot and other things. Mm-hmm. So we enjoy that.
That's great. That's great because that's what it's all about. Well, we want to talk about produce in the park. I know that we've had a few people asking, is there going to be produce in the park this year? And because they knew about it last year when it was every third Thursday during the summer. But there's changes, Rhonda.
There are changes. And yes, there is produce in the park every Thursday. And kind of what's going to be, it'll be every Thursday from this week.
This is kickoff.
Kickoff this Thursday, and then it'll go through October.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking forward to that. We got lots of kind of neat and cool things going on.
Hopefully it'll be an event that people will want to come to with music and food and, of course, fresh produce and kids' activities and so on. But there's a new... I'm going to say a new wrinkle that I think is pretty exciting, combining downtown Atlantic and produce in the park.
Right. What we have going is we are going to have coupons. And what those coupons will be, you can get coupons at the downtown businesses that are participating. And just to kind of give you a rundown of those are Aunt B's, Bonnison's, Brown Shoe Fit, Geis Perry Jewelry, Howard's, Something for You, The Nest Egg, The Tinderbox, Unique Salon and Spa, and W&S Appliance.
Okay, now these are stores that are usually open, I'm going to say, at least till 7. I think the hours change a little bit for some stores.
Right.
Some are maybe a little later, but I'm thinking for this time they're going to be open at least till 7. And Rhonda, you know, I used to say, I don't know any stores that are open downtown. So I'm excited about this.
Yep, that is. And what it is those stores that are participating will have coupons, and they will have coupons that you can use up at the park for produce, and then vice versa. The produce people will have coupons that you can use at these participating businesses.
And that's a really good coupon, $5 off of $10 or more.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty exciting. So when people come to buy produce in the park, they're going to get one of these certificates. And can they use them just at one store, or can they keep using them at all the
stores?
They
can keep using them at all the stores.
And through, not just Thursday night, correct? They can use them beyond Thursday night.
Yes, it's through the weekend.
Okay.
But just for that week, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So you got to come back the next week to get some more.
Yep, exactly.
we hope that's going to continue. So I keep calling it cross-pollination. I know that's...
Yes.
It's, probably promotion is a better word. But we really want to encourage people to go both places.
Right. And we want, you know, people to come down every Thursday and enjoying the fun, the atmosphere that's going on. Every third Thursday, too, we will have a little bit more action going on in the park with maybe some craft vendors or looking for some entertainment for the kids and that kind of a thing.
Yeah, so a little bit bigger than the regular Thursdays, but there's still every Thursday, hopefully activities for kids. And our own Chris Parks is working on the music.
Right. For
probably every week. Maybe there'll be something bigger on the third Thursday.
I heard that if we don't find somebody, he'll be singing.
He'll be singing. All right.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So I guess that'll get him going, won't it? He'll be finding us.
That'll be motivating factor for
Chris
sure.
Park and the Parks.
Yes. So we want people to know, of course, Rhonda, that this is sort of an event. It's not
right.
It's coming to buy fresh produce, but it's also an event.
Right, it is, and it's an event, and it's a way to keep business in our community, also, and to, you know, like we said, with the coupons, they can use them at the local businesses downtown, mm-hmm. and also get their produce, and maybe they're having a party for the weekend. It's just a great connection and something awesome, again, that Atlantic has to offer.
And I have to add one more thing.
All right.
Jack Jensen, a great griller, is going to be there the 19th, grilling fruits and veggies. And the people just crowded around. He was there last year. Just little samples. You can figure out what you can do on the grill. And Jack is a great griller. So that's a really special thing happening.
Jack Jensen's the best.
Yeah, isn't he?
He is the best guy. Yep.
So just lots of things going on. Again, we hope people will come. And 5 to 7. I don't know if we said that or
right.
not, Rhonda. Five to seven.
Yep. This Thursday is the big kickoff, so we hope people can make it.
Absolutely. So there are some other things, of course, that the Chamber of Commerce is involved in. We might get those things on people's calendars.
Right. We're looking at Crazy Days will be in July, and that is July 19th. And then we will also be serving hot dogs in the park. So
that same
Thanks
time.
With Franks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, rather than doing that a separate time, it's going to be during Crazy Days.
Right, during Crazy Days on the 19th of July. And then a little bit farther down the road, we have Atlantic Fest, and we are working diligently to get that put together. That is Saturday, August 9th, and of course...
You know if there'll be a big car show?
Huge car show again.
Probably tractors.
Tractors, we're doing a tractor ride, that's kind of neat. I wasn't aware of that, so I don't know if that's a new thing this year. I think they've done it in the past.
I think this may be the second year.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But they are getting a tractor ride mapped out for that, and they have breakfast and stuff to go with that. And then also, the bike show.
Oh, that same time.
The motorcycle show, going on. And then there will be crafters and food in the park and entertainment and... So, looking forward to that day. So, everyone get that on your calendar. That is Saturday, August 9th.
August 9th. We got lots of nines going on here. June 19th, July 19th, and August 9th.
Got it.
Get it on your calendars because you'll want to plan around those. And those are all things that the families can be involved in. Anybody, any age can have a good time doing that. Atlantic Fest, I think there's usually some kids' activities at that.
Yep, there are in the park. I know there's different things signed up for that already, so looking forward to that.
Kids' activities, food, buying, you know, even though it's August, I always think it's a good time to kind of look for Christmas presents.
Oh.
All those crafters, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, that have the kind of the new things or something you've been looking for.
It's
good time to think ahead. So, Rhonda, at the Chamber, we mentioned earlier that the Chamber is a good place to get information. What else can the Chamber provide for the community? I know, you know, as Chamber members, you provide a lot of things for Chamber members.
Right.
But are there some other services that you provide to community folks?
Right. Tourism is a big thing for us. You know, we do provide information of just tourism, whether it's in Cass County or around the state, we have different things going on. I am involved in a few of those different committees. So, you know, it's that I'm really enjoying, you know, learning the different kinds of tourism that we have in Southwest Iowa. So we do have information on that.
And I'm thinking local people, sometimes we think we have to go far away to see something new and different. And they have not yet visited Hitchcock House.
The museums in Griswold, I've heard, are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been there myself yet, but that's
but
on my
calendar.
It's on my calendar this summer. My son and I will be down there to visit, just so I kind of know and can share it with the people. But, yes, several museums in Griswold that you know, staycation. You know, everybody goes back to that. If money's a little tight, you know, it's right here in Cass County.
And all of the many parks we have in Cass County. There, again, I think lots of people don't realize, I think there's more than a dozen parks scattered around the county where you could go and have a great time.
Yep, just maybe go have a relaxing picnic and take the family.
Well, we want to thank you so much, Rhonda Larson, for visiting with us. And remind us, kickoff for Produce in the Park is this coming Thursday, 5 o'clock. And hope we got those other dates on your calendar. But we'll be talking to you again.
All right, awesome.
You bet.
Thank you, LaVon.
You bet, Rhonda. Until next time, here's a thought. Praise is like fertilizer. Sprinkle it freely. People will grow, bloom, and blossom.